And it should be recording, and it is.
Lovely. Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Perfect.
Hello. I'm Kayla.
And I'm EB.
And welcome to our conversation.
Yes, this is our podcast, Mood Rings. Which they should know if you like clicked.
Right, yeah. It's called Mood Rings. And if you know us, which you probably don't, you would get why we named it Mood Rings. But we'll go ahead and tell you because I think it's important. So, EB, I know that we both kind of have maybe two different ideas of this. Why do you think Mood Rings is an apt name for our podcast?
Well, I thought Mood Rings was cool because, well, there's a club in New York, in the city, and it's called Mood Ring, and it's a gay club, and shout out to Mood Ring. And I'm from New York, but it's, like, as you know, gay clubs are very accepting and nice and welcoming, like, in the disco era, mm-hmm. and Studio 54, and that was, like, the first club that was accepted gay people, straight people. All kinds of people.
Damn, so I need to watch that documentary.
Yeah. So yeah, but also we're also moody people, and we were like perfect.
Yes, absolutely. 100% agree with that. My version is that I so we were both born in the 90s, which mood rings were super popular. They were like kind of started coming out in the 70s, but people really like made them a super big trend in the 90s. So I thought that was really cool. And also, Evie hit the nail on the head. We are both very intuitive, moody people. So, you know, we're very into astrology, which we connected on immediately.
I'm a Gemini.
And I'm a Cancer. Better watch out. That's a pretty fiery.
My moon is in Cancer.
Yes.
People immediately click on.
Okay, so I think this is important to tell our audience. What are our signs? Because people should know that about us.
Yeah.
Because you have three, friends.
Yeah, we have, well, we have more than three, actually. We have a whole chart.
That's very true.
Okay, but main signs. Three signs. Mm-hmm. It's my moon is in Cancer. I started off in my moon because the Cancer is in its house. So my so it's kind of very powerful. That's why I'm an emotional bitch, but
yes.
My sun is in Gemini and my rising is in Scorpio.
Beautiful. Yes. My mother is a Scorpio. She's phenomenal. Love you, mom.
So is my mom.
Yeah, we have cool moms. Scorpio moms. Yeah, you better watch out for them. Okay, so wonderful. Evie's a beautiful goddess. I am, my sun is in Cancer, my moon is in Aries, and my rising, which I just recently found out, is in Libra, not Leo. So attention to anybody who is listening to this and thought that I was a Leo ascending, I'm a Libra ascending. So yeah. Just let that sink in because it hasn't for me yet. So, yeah, we're kind of a spitfire crew here, I think.
Yeah.
So, mood rings. Yes, welcome. So, I think that the importance of why we're doing this is because Evie and I, we met by chance. We met, connected through another person. Shout out Natalie.
Yeah, through Instagram.
And I think, like, immediately whenever we first met, there was just, like, a spiritual connection.
Oh, yeah.
Which is rare. Like,
oh, so that wasn't just me who felt that.
No, it was not just you. No. I think it's because, like, we both are craving something more spiritual in the physical realm, mm-hmm. but our inner beings are super, like, in touch. And yeah. I knew that as soon as I met you. I was like, yay. Woo, a friend that, like, gets me and, like, celebrates your inner being just as much.
Yeah, and then, like, and then I had to go do something. And then we hung out again right after. Yeah. It was so funny.
It was adorable. I was very, very happy because I was in an interesting transitional scary phase for a couple months whenever I moved back to Savannah. So I'm glad that I met you.
Oh yeah, we're in Savannah, by the way.
Yes, we are in Savannah, Georgia. It's hot and humid here. There's a lot of students running around.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tourists running around.
Oh yeah, so I am an art student.
And I am an art graduate.
Yeah, art student graduate.
Woo! There's like such a dynamic between EB and I because I feel like EB is like crazy, but you got to know her before you know her crazy side. And then I'm just like, woohoo! Like crazy.
Outwardly crazy.
And I think it's interesting that I just got my Bachelor of Fine Arts degree. And you are going for your degree.
Yes, I'm going for a degree in film.
And I got my degree in photography and alternative processes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's fun. It's weird graduating or being graduated because I already did. But I digress. So I forgot to mention where I was from because EB, as she said, is from New York. You're the shit. Most people are from New York. Or they're really fucking mean.
I'm... yeah.
EB's not mean. EB is blunt, though. Like, EB will tell you like it is.
I am... Like, where I'm from, I am not blunt, though.
I believe that,
so
actually.
I guess New Yorkers are blunt. They're not mean. They just don't really sugarcoat things.
That's so true. And
they're kind of impatient.
Yeah, I'm sure it's different for you being in the South, like, dealing with all of these people, probably including myself, who are like, you know, just like, woo, I'm happy. How are you? How can I help?
It's like, it's nice, though. Like, I enjoy it.
Yeah. People are more outwardly, like, emotional here with, like, how they're interacting with people. But, yeah, so I am from... I don't know really where I'm from. I was born in Maryland. I'm a military brat. I grew up overseas for several years in Germany. Moved back to America after high school. I went to Charleston, and now I'm back here. So I'm kind of from, like, Virginia area. Well, I was born in Maryland, but, like, the DMV area, DC, Maryland, Virginia area. Moved to Germany, came back, went to school here, moved back, and then went to school in Charleston.
Oh, okay.
And then moved back here. So I'm kind of from, like, the Southeast, and Germany all in one.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of, like, born and raised in New York, although I did spend a lot of time in Peru, which is, like, polar opposite. But, yeah, I lived there for a while, back and forth, but never, like, went to school there. But I know what it's like to go to school there because my mom, like, is always wanting me to have different experiences. So she made me go to school there for, like, a week. And I was like, why?
Why'd you stop going?
Because I was only there for, like, 5 weeks.
Okay.
And just, like, I don't need to go to school there. She just wanted me to have
experience
of school there.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool. School. We will get into that maybe in the next episode, I'm sure. But I know... I myself, maybe you and anybody else who's listening, has their thoughts of the institution of education.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, we'll get into that. Okay, so we're trying to stay on track here because this is the first time we are ever doing this. I feel like you have more, like,
of why
experience of, like, being on camera or being like around cameras that are rolling all the time. So excuse me to anyone who's like, damn, Kayla, you sound nervous. I'm a little bit nervous.
Experience on camera, I guess.
Or like even just like around cameras that are like rolling.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like,
okay.
The, being, you know, like, she's a film student, friends.
Yeah, I'm a film student and I make occasionally YouTube videos.
I haven't seen them. Oh, I've seen some of the ones on Instagram, but
they're so bad.
I don't have EB's YouTube, guys.
I have one, like, two YouTube videos up. One of them is a music video. No, two of them are a music video. Others are unlisted as, like, vlogs because I unlisted them because I was trying to transfer to another college. But we'll get into that.
Okay. Yeah. That's, yes, we will.
Phew.
Okay. So, why... Hold on, friends. Okay.
This is our first rodeo.
This is our first rodeo. And we're proud of that, right? Like, I'm proud of it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So let's like kind of talk about how we're doing the podcast.
Oh,
when
yes.
people should expect some stuff.
And why?
And why are we doing it? Because that's the major question here, friends. Like, if you're listening, you're probably like, okay, are they going to get to the point? What is this? What is Mood Rings? Okay, so
basically, we're not going to be talking about ourselves for the entirety of our podcast and for all the episodes. The first episode is just to get us warmed up and for you to get to know us. So it's a lot more comfortable, homey, and a lot more of like a connected experience and show that we're friends.
And we're human friends too.
Oh yeah, human.
100%. So yeah, we're really glad to be here with you all, and it's important to have conversations with people that you know, people that you love, people that you don't know, you know, people that you could know if you did just talk about some of the really real things that are happening around us right now. So how we're doing it is, well, if you're watching a video or a snippet of our first podcast episode, we are on camera, and we are also using microphones.
Yes.
So
because we're pop stars.
Because we're pop stars, and hopefully we'll get better ones soon because we'll be making that cash flow, and we will be. I want a gold microphone or like a rose gold microphone. They have them somewhere and they're affordable. Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, that's for a later time. So yeah, we're using some equipment. So this is kind of official, my friends. Like, EB, thank you for your expertise in handling this equipment, because I don't know what any of this is.
It's okay.
Okay. So when should people be expecting our new episodes, EB? Like, well, how consistent?
It's going to be once a month. We're going to be doing this once a month. We agreed on that.
And maybe we don't have a specific date right now. Like, we have a release date for our first episode, which should be March 22nd, unless we move that up or back for whatever reason. But I think we're still deciding on, like, if we're going to release it on the same day of each month or change it up due to scheduling, because like we've said, EB is a student and I am not, but
I feel we're definitely gonna do it once a month, and that's gonna be consistent. I feel like the date should be consistent, but
we might just leave you guessing. We might leave you waiting for the conversation. Just kidding.
But if there's demand, there's demand, and we won't leave y'all hanging like
right
that.
We'll be here because we're your friends. We're here to talk. That is what Mood Rings is. We're here to talk to you and kind of like show you that you're not alone. You do have a friend in us.
Yep. Also, our conversation before we decided to start it, we were like, basically, like, it just got funny.
You might be hearing a lot of laughing. as well, because we like to laugh, and I hope you do too, because you'll probably be laughing at us.
There'll
if you're not already
jokes. Some jokes.
Okay, so conversation before we started this.
Yeah, so embarrassing. You're also gonna hear a lot of embarrassing stuff about us.
And sorry if we're talking about you, by the way. Like, not sorry, but like, you know, just fair warning.
We have to expose ourselves.
Yeah, I'm not holding back on this podcast. I'm going to be very transparent.
Oh no.
Uh-oh. We're good.
I'm okay. Just checking.
Good. See, we've got to check. Check, check. 1, 2. Okay, we're back. yeah,
never
I'm
left.
I'm transparent as fuck. I didn't always used to be that way. I used to be very dishonest with myself.
Really?
Yes. Like, with myself, especially.
Oh, I feel that.
Yeah.
I felt that.
And I feel like whenever you're dishonest with yourself, like, how are you not being dishonest with other people? So.
Conversation. That brings us back. So
exactly.
I basically, we're almost 20. I'm almost 20. I'm 19.
I'm 22, so I'm an old.
You're not old.
I know. You know what? Fuck that, man. I'm like being an ageist against myself. Right. I'm 22. I'm going to be 23 in July.
Yeah. So.
I just covered my mouth. I'm scared. Nobody likes you when you're 23. Shout out Blink-182. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That was my password to Facebook for like 12 years. Love Blink-182. It's changed now, by the way, my friends, so try me.
The conversation.
Yes, back to that.
This is hard.
It is hard because it's like,
no, it's easy.
Yeah,
look at us being moody. Okay.
In between it all,
basically being a fucking college student, I was seeing a guy for, no, that's funny. It was a one-night stand, and I felt like, I was like, yeah, it's just a one-night stand, like, whatever, being not true to yourself and my emotions. And
right,
I was
like, or convincing.
Trying to convince myself that it was normal.
It was easy for a while to convince myself, actually, so I totally get it.
Yeah.
Like, it's harder now, but.
So I was like, it was a fun hookup, yes. I caught feelings, yes, which is hard for some people to admit. But I had someone to talk to it about and be like, what are you thinking? What are you doing? Hormones. Is it not hormones?
Mm-hmm.
You're growing up. Is this okay? Is this not
it's
okay?
It's a lot, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's all of that and more.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we were like, eventually we were like, we need to start a podcast because people, like, girls don't know a lot of things, or they just don't feel comfortable,
or they're just talking about it to like a small group of friends
who don't really understand. So we're here to share that knowledge
and try to not be judgmental about anything, about our experiences, and maybe help you realize that, you know, I feel like we naturally, just as like a culture, we shame each other silently because maybe we're not okay with some stuff that we're doing, and maybe it feels better whenever we like hear about somebody else's, you know, experiences that make us feel a little like, oh wow, I guess I'm not as crazy as she is or he is or they are. And, you know, I think that's why so many people withhold information from other people, obviously out of fear of being judged. And
like, how many people can say they tell their friend everything?
Like, not many.
Everything.
And like,
literally everything, like your true emotions. Cause even when I say everything, some people will be like, yeah, I can tell my friend everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably just surface level, not their emotions.
Yeah, and it does take, like, for me, it's been getting easier to unlock that side of me where I can just kind of like dive into the personal shit right away. But it does take time sometimes for people to like open up, and I totally respect that, even though I'm kind of like, you know, my Libra is in rising, so I'm all up in people's faces all the time.
Yeah.
because I love you, you know? I love you, Ebi.
And I love you too.
It's really not about like how long you know a person. It's about how you confide in another human being and just like can feel like, hey, this is a person that I can talk to. Mm-hmm. And there are people that I've known.
And it's reciprocated.
And it's reciprocated. Exactly. That is so important, I think, whenever you're having a conversation, getting back to conversation. And, you know, the reason of this podcast is that Ebi and I both really connected on the fact that it's really because I think we've both felt alone to some degree with friendships or with even relationships, like romantic relationships, mm-hmm. where there are things that, you know, I won't say to the other person afraid of being judged.
Yeah, I feel that. I definitely I've been going through a tough breakup, and breakups can last a really long time. And how are we on time, by the way?
2058, we're good.
Okay.
And the battery is looking good, too. We still have 2 bars. Yeah, nice. Motherfucker.
Okay.
excuse me.
So I was going through a breakup for a really long time. And for the first time, I felt like I could really tell, like, my friend Kayla. Kayla's right there.
Hey.
I could tell her everything that was going on and stuff, and like, it's like normal, it's a normal breakup, and yeah, some shit was bad, and it's okay to have feelings after it, mm-hmm. and blah blah blah, and not be shamed by it. Because a lot of times when we tell our friends, or like different friends, about our breakup, they're like, no, you can't see this person anymore. Yeah. Or like, no, you're dumb for that.
It's like they take on all that energy whenever it's like, hey, I just wanted to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
And I understand, because I've been on both sides of the spectrum, honestly, where like I've been afraid to tell other friends, mm-hmm. you know, like, oh yeah, I am still talking to this person and I didn't want to tell you because I don't want you to think low of me,
mm-hmm.
for still being in touch with the person that you think has disrespected me.
Yeah.
But the thing that, you know, and like I said, I've also been on the other side where I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you seeing that person after everything that they did to you? And it is hard sometimes to not like outright be judgmental to people, especially that you love, because it's like, unfortunately, I feel like with people that we love, sometimes we expect more because we know them. And we're like, I know how great you are. And you yeah. know how great you are. But regardless of that, I think that it's really important to kind of like understand that we are all human. We all do things that we might not be proud of at times. We all have really low lows. We all...
Low lows, yeah.
Low lows, you know? Like low, 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 low. And
not everyone can win limbo.
And not everybody should have expectations of what other people are doing. And mm-hmm. so I think that's really something that we're trying to emphasize in this podcast, is that we're talking about our personal stuff. If you ever want to talk about personal stuff with us, or just come hang out, or, you know, talk privately even about what's going on, then please do. Please feel free. Sorry, our camera just turned off. I'm not like detaching from the situation or conversation right now. I was just distracted. Do you think because didn't you only have 20 save. Minutes?
Yeah, that's right. 20 minutes.
Right. So, yeah, Evie's SD card only had 20 minutes on it. We're just kind of...
Yeah, if you're wondering why our YouTube video is only 20 minutes long, it's because... That's how much I had. And because YouTube is not our priority for the podcast, it's a podcast.
Right. You're really just hearing our voices, because, you know, sometimes just hearing voices is nice without, like, looking at something.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think
that. Leave it up to your imagination.
Exactly. Like, where are we right now?
Oh, shit. Maybe we should never release what we look like.
Oh, my gosh. It would be so cool. People are like, I've heard their voices. I just want to know what they look like. Anyway, we look like some cute ass bitches. Okay, excuse me, by the way. I have a sailor mouth.
Bitches.
And I say whatever I want most of the time, which is often kind of gets me into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we're not going to cover any curse words. We can say S word, F word.
Good, because it's like, that's real. Again, like, this is supposed to be a really real conversation about, right, back to the conversation, navigating life, love, and experiences that we have through our 20s.
Getting through your 20s.
Right.
Alive.
Because it's hard. And oh my gosh, like, I've heard so many people just say, like, you could not pay me to be in your 20s again.
What?
Yeah. Really? Like, money. Like, hey, everybody needs money.
I would take money to go back into my 20s.
Yeah, I probably would too. Anyway, I'm not easily bribed. That is not what we are saying.
I don't know. Maybe I am.
Maybe we are. But yeah, mood rings. You know, if you're like, okay, so if you had to like say mood rings is something in 1 second or less, I think we could just really call this a social experiment. And, you know, really, if you really think about it, your 20s really is just one big social experiment.
Oh, yeah. So you're finding out who you are. You're finding out who other people are. You're finding out what you like, what you don't like in other people, in relationships, in sex, in love.
Preach, sis.
Everything.
Preach. It's strange because it's like, I feel like, so I'm almost into my third year of my 20s, which is very bizarre to say.
I haven't even got there.
I know. Evie's turning 20 in June. This is going to be a big one. June 15th?
Yeah.
I'm July 8th. Anyway. It's the cancer in me. But I'm in my third year, going into my third year of my 20s. And it's interesting because, like, I guess the first, like, couple mm-hmm. years that I've been here have been kind of like weird because there have been things that I'm like, I shouldn't be doing this, and like I have to like stop and like sober up in a way and tell myself like it's okay, like it's okay that I made this mistake, it's okay that this person and I don't work out as friends or lovers or whatever.
Yeah,
but it's been really hard in that way to kind of like be like, okay, you know, like, this is my time to experiment, quite literally.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's interesting. It's kind of like a research project, I think, for Evie and I. Not saying that our audience is our research, but more so that this podcast is research on who we are, what we feel, what we see. Maybe what you see, if you're interested.
Yeah. What we communicate towards y'all.
Right. And, you know,
because this is, if I were, like, alone, I was definitely looking for a podcast. I was, like, just a woman talking about life and mm-hmm. how to get through it and how to avoid certain things or how to totally not avoid things and learn from it.
I just pointed at Evie, like, really excitedly because spot on, my dude, spot on. It's like, really important, I think, in your 20s to be able to relate your experiences to other people's experiences that are in their 20s as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. My phone keeps dinging. Damn it.
Ding.
Ding, ding. But, yeah, like, it's, you know, it's a little... I never have liked to think of myself as alone, but I have definitely gone through phases of my life, this being one of them, where I've felt lonely. And it's really special to me that I have a friend who, like, takes this seriously and, like, doesn't just talk about it, but is about it.
Oh my God.
Right? Yeah. Like, have you dealt with that with people?
Yes.
Maybe it's an art student thing. Maybe it's a human thing. I don't know, but...
But, like, if it doesn't feel right, doesn't feel right, maybe, like, true. Now it's the time.
Yeah.
Because, no shade, but...
Yeah.
I definitely was going to start this podcast with someone else, like, a year ago.
Okay. Wow.
And it was just, like, all talk. But I was all about it.
Yeah.
Like, some kind of podcast. But, like, when I brought it, it just makes a lot more sense with you and, like... The name was different when I thought about it before, and it was bad. It was a horrible name. But yeah.
Well, yeah, things don't work out sometimes on for purpose. Very good reasons. Yeah. But yeah, I will also say that I have also been that person who I was very distracted in college.
Mm-hmm.
I was in and out of relationships the entire time. I'm going to be transparent about that. Yes, I was that friend who, you know, was always with their significant other. but like when I wasn't with my significant other, you know, anybody who's listening to this who knows me, you are always over. I used to make cheese boards. I would light some candles. We'd light up a jet. Like, you know, it was cool. But then like most of the time I was with another person or I was alone because I'm kind of a lone wolf. Like I really do like being on my own a lot.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah. Which was probably why Evie and I get along because we aren't petty about some of that stuff.
Anymore. Oh yeah. Girls, ladies, people, peeps. Not just girls.
Cause I mean, we're all out there.
Yeah. We need to stop being mean to each other when we need each other, quote in quotes, need, and when you want like your best friend to be there for you immediately, or like just like a codependency without even realizing it.
That word, it's so scary. I'm just checking the time
or the battery. Okay, we're on one bar, just letting you know.
Okay,
so maybe like 15 more minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's a scary word. And codependency, by the way, is not just in romantic relationships. It does happen between friendships. I know you've lost friends over it. I've lost friends over it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I've been the codependent one.
Oh, heck yeah. I've definitely been the codependent one before.
Yeah, so it's like, that is so special. Like, it's so important to be able to say, like, what you've done, what you've been through, and also recognize, which Evie and I really connect on,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes you yourself can be the toxic one in the relationship.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're toxic and the other person's toxic, and it's just like...
Also, like, maybe there's younger people listening, but if you don't know what codependency is, basically it's when... You set standards to the relationship with the person who you're with.
Expectations, for sure.
Yeah, high expectations.
Mm-hmm. You depend on that person as if, you know.
Yeah, it's like you put on the responsibility.
Yes, as if it was their own.
Yeah, for them to keep your mm-hmm. emotional state healthy. Yes. Like your happiness depends on them.
I just got out of a codependent relationship. So
likewise.
Yeah. So that's very fresh on our minds, friends. And also
it's a hard lesson.
Yes, it is. Still learning it.
Oh yeah.
Evie
is grumbling.
Evie needs some carrots. Evie is vegan. That is.
Oh yes. I am also a vegan bitch.
I am a carnivore. But that word is so scary.
Vegans click off. No vegans. I'm still here.
Yes. Evie is vegan. And honestly, Evie, I've had like other influences, like, you know, plant-based influences in mm-hmm. my life. I used to work at a shop called Hurriali vegan. But Evie and a few of our other friends is kind of like bringing me back to the light. Vegans save the world, my dudes. Okay, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vegans save the world one meal at a time. Yeah. But yeah, so rock on. We've got a lot going on with all of this right now.
Yeah, if things seem vague, we will get into things. Yes. As the podcast progresses. And yeah,
so right, okay, so we are just gonna kind of like
wrap this up, but we're gonna bring up
a few topics that we want to kind of inform you all of, so you come back.
Yeah.
And I just want to say this, like, please be nice and like bear with us as far as like what we're using for software and equipment and everything. Like, we're very new to this, and at the end of the day, for me, it doesn't really matter about, like, of course quality matters, but it just matters to me that like somebody will hear this. So like,
yeah,
we aren't on a strict outline. Like we said, this is very, this isn't staged. Like, this is a conversation that
this is a very real conversation.
Right. Like, EB and I are doing this right now. We're not reading off of anything. We do have an outline that we hope to stick to in the future, maybe a little better, but again, it's like a tree branch. Honestly, like, conversations branch out.
Yeah.
They just keep adding on and multiplying. Right. So topics of discussion for future episodes are going to kind of, like we said, deal with different things that, you know, all people, men, women, non-binary human beings, whoever, deal with right now. So intuition, your inner voice, your inner being, what it is to be a woman, or what, how we are identifying right now with what it is to be women.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking a lot about sexuality.
Oh, sexuality.
Gender.
Sex.
And there is a difference, my friends, between sexuality and gender. So just, I mean, you'd think that that would be obvious, that people would understand that, but it's not.
It's a big thing to go over.
We're
kind of reading it, but it's fine.
It's fine. We've got
relationships with friends, families, and lovers, platonic intimacy.
Super important.
Our childhood development. Also, open relationships.
Not that they've ever worked out for me, anyway. But I do want to talk about how they did not work out for me.
Yes. Eating disorders, mental health, social media,
anxiety,
trauma, and big or small trauma is trauma.
Trauma is happening every day. Trauma is happening now. Like, trauma is TV these days, in my opinion. But again, I also, there are so many other things that people go through that, you know, the TV kind of desensitizes us on, in a way. So those are a few of our topics that we're going to be discussing
in the future, and we will have guest speakers.
Yes, that's, like we said, something that we want to do is incorporate our audience and friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, depending on whatever topic, like, anybody can come and join us, really. I think that would be pretty cool if we just had like a huge party in my like living room area and talk about shit. Yeah, so also, you know, we're kind of getting a hand, I think, on what we're doing with our social media stuff. So far, we've already made a Facebook and an Instagram. We are going to work a little bit more on that tonight. But right now, you can reach us, email us, do whatever on Instagram, and our username is Mood Rings, and the O's in mood are replaced with 2 0s.
Who took Mood Rings?
I don't know. I was wondering. I was like, really?
We should message them and be like,
maybe
can
there's
we
like a band named Mood Rings. I feel like I used to listen to a band named Mood Rings in like high school. Like, yeah. Are you hungry? You're hungry.
Yeah.
What do you want for dinner?
Food.
Okay. Honestly, I hope everyone out there is eating dinner in like whatever way that they can. Like, sometimes coffee and donuts is dinner.
I hope you guys are eating a nice dinner.
A what?
A nice dinner.
Oh. I thought you said nice Jenner. I was like,
Jenner?
Jenner. Okay. So, yeah. So, if you would like to stay informed on what we're doing, which we hope you do at this point, please just look up our information on Instagram. Hopefully we'll be posting pretty regularly.
Yes.
But we're gonna kind of like be posting different promos, shitty drawings that we're probably doing.
Any experience would be helpful for us, and probably helpful for you. If you need advice, go ahead,
send us a message. We're thinking about doing like surveys and like different questions on personal experiences pertaining to whatever discussion
we really want to get to know you guys.
Yeah.
And just know people
and think about like who we are as human beings. Like, really, we're just every person we've ever met.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So Or even even people we haven't met, people that we're inspired by, people that we listen to or we hear, like all of that influences us. So yeah, hopefully we kind of did a good job on talking about who we are. I did have one thing that I wanted to bring up, like just to kind of help people. Whoever is texting me right now, can you stop? Anyway.
We don't like receiving texts.
Texts suck. It's just like emotionless to me. That's why I put like smiley faces, just in case anybody's wondering, like, is this bitch on like ecstasy or something? Like, she's so happy all the time. Even in her text messages, I'm putting smiley faces and hearts and stuff. I want people to know that I'm speaking to you with intention, you know? Like, I love you. Talk to me.
Or don't.
Some people. Hi. Exactly. That's Ebi. Ebi's like, hi. Oh, hey, Ebi, what do we want for dinner? Yes.
Food.
Food. One word. I love that.
Carrots.
It's simple. Okay, so I think it's important for us, before we leave, to kind of answer the question of what I am doing.
Okay.
Do you want to start or do you want me to?
Sure. Okay. I'll start.
All right. So bring it on.
What am I doing creatively? Creatively, I'm making films for school. I feel like it's not creative, though. Very limited to the box. But we'll get to
You'll
that.
You'll work on that.
Yeah.
It happens
creatively
in art school.
I'm making this podcast. Painting. I paint. Editing photos. Editing videos to my liking. Mentally. Taking it very slow with myself. I'm going to hypnotherapy to reach into the subconscious of myself. Emotionally, also going through hypnotherapy for that, and just like crying when it's okay. Like, it's always okay to cry. Just
always
crying.
Always
being nice to myself, making time for myself physically, respecting myself physically, not harming my body. Body is a temple.
Hell yeah,
we've heard that a lot. Yeah, and that's what I'm doing to make it my way through my
19 almost 20s. I love that. Thank you, Ebi, for sharing that with us, because again, we're practicing transparency here, and it's okay to be honest with what you are doing for yourself, even if it's not as positive. Like, we do have unhealthy habits. We are habitual creatures. So what am I doing creatively? Right now, I just graduated from college last year, and honestly, like, college wasn't like the best time of my life, so I don't really talk about it with that many people, just because, like I said, it was a little blurry because I was in and out of relationships. So creatively, I've really been connecting more to myself with my visual art. I also went to school for an art degree, so I feel like we expect that to be like this super like awesome thing, and like we expect like open-mindedness and, you know, freedom to create. But honestly, guys, like, sometimes art school can be very competitive, industry driven, and like Ebi said, can kind of like keep you in a box. It's hard sometimes to work on your personal work whenever you're being assigned stuff that teaches you educationally but limits you creatively. So I have been shooting film photography for a couple of years now, but just recently I've been drawing and painting, using like chalk pastels, and writing a lot. So if you want to go see any of my own personal work, just type in kayladixon.com, and yeah, that's my website. Mentally, what am I doing? I am embracing where I'm at. I'm embracing the fact that mentally I'm not all the way where I want to be, but I'm getting there, and every single day, if I try, I will get there. So mentally, I'm just embracing the now. My mantra that I practice every day is just to be here now.
Staying in the present. Did you know if you have one leg in the past and one leg in the future, then you're pissing on the present?
Damn, that's some deep. Honestly, emotionally, I am feeling it all because for many, many years, I wasn't feeling it all and I was really coping in like horrible ways. Mm-hmm. And so emotionally, I am actually going to therapy as well to help like hone my emotions a little bit more.
And it's your first time going to therapy. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. I had to cancel my appointment yesterday. Sorry, Gloria. There's a lot going on, but I'll see you March 5th. Retrograde enters like
March 5th. Oh my God. I have a hypnotherapy session on March 5th too.
And oh my gosh, we're going to therapy. Be careful because Mercury is the planet for like automobiles, technology. There will be
back
like
up your shit.
Yeah, honestly. Oh, I need to put all my stuff on my hard drives. There are some things I do not have on there.
Phew.
Yep. Yeah. So emotionally, I'm going to therapy. Yeah, and I'm doing good with that so far. Physically, I am making my way through my 20s by practicing yoga. That is another thing that EB and I connect on.
I love yoga.
We both love yoga. And honestly, like, I feel like a lot of people,
I love yoga and meditation.
Our age, exactly. Like, they are practicing yoga to, like, be fit.
No.
Which
honey.
Is, it's fine. Like, yoga does make me feel stronger physically. Mm-hmm. But yoga,
the practice is meant to prepare you for meditation, which a lot of people don't know.
They don't know that. And they don't even know what meditation is. Some people don't even breathe in yoga. And I'm like,
yeah.
So.
Gotta breathe.
But honestly,
breathe
yes.
hard.
Yoga is a practice that while, you know, it is practiced physically more popularly, it is supposed to prepare you for what's off the mat, not on the mat. So physically I feel so much stronger and emotionally and mentally because of yoga. And I think we should definitely put that as a topic of discussion, mm-hmm. talking about our yoga practice, where we're at, how long we've been practicing. But yeah, so that is what I'm doing right now to get through my 20s.
What are you doing to get through your 20s? Let us know.
Yes, bring it in, bruv. Oh yeah, also our fans, EB brought this up.
Should we call them brothers or friends? Because you were like friends.
Well, you said sissy bruvs, remember?
Sissy bruvs? Oh yeah. But can that be offensive though, sissy bruvs?
Sissy bruvs. Oh shit. You know what? We don't want to offend
you. Sis bruvs.
I don't know, maybe some people don't want to be called sisters. But some people might not want to be called brothers.
But sisters is taken by James Charles. He's a YouTuber.
Sisters? Okay.
Sis. Sisters, I think. Yeah, he said sisters.
I don't watch enough YouTube.
Damn.
Okay, so sissy bruvs or friends?
Sis bruvs. Okay. I don't know. Why don't you guys let us know?
Yeah, let us know what you would like to identify with as an audience. Because maybe it's all different. Maybe it's all the same.
You get to choose.
We're interested. Yeah. So what are you doing through your 20s?
Yeah. So that is it. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you so
Mood
much.
Mood Rings.
Thank you. We love you and we'll see you next time.
Have a nice day, night, week.
Wherever month. You are in the world, rock on and we'll have another conversation later.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Yay! How many minutes?